Hello, welcome to Spiritually Fed. My name is Bree Marshall. I am a wife, mother, a runner, baker, and I am so glad you are here with me today. Here, I love to share my personal life and spiritual experiences to connect and relate with you. I am hoping that you find spiritual moments and love. Let's share our experiences together. Hello, everyone. How are we doing today? I am so grateful that I'm able to speak with you today. Can you guys believe next week is Christmas? What? That is insane. This year. it's definitely gone by fast. I guess it depends on the way you look at it. But some of the moments that's happened over the year felt like it happened a year ago or 2 years ago. But nevertheless, I'm so grateful. It's close to Christmas. I love Christmas. It feels so good. And I have been bad. I need to watch a Christmas movie. I have not done that yet. I need to get on it. What are some of you guys' favorites? I know I need to watch Elf and It's a Wonderful Life and Polar Express. Those are like my top three. Oh, and The Star. If you have not seen that, I really recommend it. It's a kid's version of the Nativity story, but it's amazing. And so also another amazing show. I know I've said before, I'm not a big TV watcher, but The Chosen. I love The Chosen. If you guys want to learn more about the life of Jesus Christ, please watch that show. The director is Dallas Jenkins, and he is awesome. So anyway, but I'm going to go ahead and jump right in. The topic for today is called Be Nice to You, Especially When You Are Making Mistakes. So before I share this experience, I would hope that you all replace my experience with an experience with yourself where you felt like you had a hard time connecting or being nice to you, and especially when you've made a mistake that hurt. And I'm sharing one of my many experiences of where I don't feel like I was being kind to myself. So I'm going to start out with a scripture in the Book of Mormon. The book is called 3 Nephi. In chapter 22, verse 10, it says, "For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee." I could feel so much kindness and grace from Jesus Christ during an experience I had while recording a podcast episode. Yep, I'm going to tell you all about it. So I like to pray before I write and before I record any of my experiences, because I hope that I'm drawing the Spirit closer to me. I want the Spirit to be present and to influence me to express my best self with love and understanding through whatever thoughts come my way. And so I'm going to talk about the malfunctions of what happened in my life, or let's say the malfunctions of life. So I started to record an episode and my microphone didn't work, which is okay. That happens sometimes. And so I got my husband's microphone and I used that microphone, but I didn't like the way I sounded. It sounded like I was rubbing paper against the mic. And then I went back to the first microphone, but I stopped it because I kept skipping over my words at that point and I got sidetracked. And I could feel the Spirit impress upon me just to focus on what I prepared and to speak with genuine love. And so I went forward and I recorded another episode and I got sidetracked again. And I did this two more times and I started to feel frustrated with myself. I felt like I wanted to add some more of my improv thoughts, but when I did, I stumbled over my words like really bad. And I must have recorded like probably seven times and I was not satisfied. And I heard a thought in my head while I was getting frustrated. Just give up, Brie. It would be easier. It would also, you know, it'd be okay if you try it again later, maybe. Or maybe not at all. Maybe you're just not really good at this. And the thoughts came quickly, and they flooded for just a few seconds. But luckily, my higher brain was working because I stopped all those thoughts and I said out loud, no, I feel like I literally said out loud. I was like, no, I feel like I am becoming better and growing from what I'm sharing. And my desire is to share experiences of mine through the Spirit, hopefully to bring others, you, to Jesus Christ. And I know I'm not perfect. I know it. And I'm not perfect at this, but I love that I can bring something genuine and speak from my heart through this podcast. Plus, I'm here to have fun. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, that sounds good to me. So after having this motivational speech, very loud, I might add, with myself while my kids were in the other room, listening, laughing, probably. I felt so confident. And I thought of that scripture above and how Jesus Christ is kind and also desires us to be kind to ourselves. So important here. Jesus Christ is kind and also desires us to be kind to ourselves. And when we are kind to ourselves, we are inviting more grace and compassion into our hearts. It's a way to understand that we don't have it all together, but we are trying, and trying is what matters. I love you, all of you, and I see you, and I know that you're all trying, and that's what matters. We are also so loved by the Savior, and He sees so much potential in us to become who we are meant to be. He sees it, even if we don't. And He also desires us to be kind to ourselves, especially when we make a mistake. Now, bear with me. I know a lot of people might feel shame when they've made a mistake, but I promise you, when you love yourself and you invite kindness and goodness and allow yourself to see yourself the way the Savior sees you, it feels so much more rewarding, and you're able to be more kind to yourself. Also, repent or make things better. And trying is what matters. Even when you do make mistakes, keep trying. So that's a great motivation to love and be kind to ourselves. And I believe it motivates all of us to become better. So after that, I was able to finish recording that one episode. It was probably last week or the week before. And when I really listened to it, I will admit it didn't sound perfect. But I knew it sounded genuine to me, and I was able to share the message I wanted to. Actually, I remember what episode it was. And I remember, after re-listening to it, I was like, I need to do this again. But there was one line in there that I was like, okay, that was so genuine. I cannot get rid of that. And I don't want to edit that out. So that's why I didn't re-record it. It's because that one line in there was so genuine, and I could feel the Spirit impress upon me that I need to keep it. So I thank my Heavenly Father for all of my attempts and finishing what I started. And I know that the Spirit of the Lord was with me and His impression to be kind to myself and I have compassion for myself was shown. And because of choosing to be kind to myself and communicating better thoughts, I was able to go away feeling accomplished. Now, this doesn't happen all the time, but it did that time, and I'm so grateful. And I didn't have to beat myself up over not having perfect content, but it was well intended. And I'm grateful for that kindness of the Spirit and me taking action to show my love for myself. It was comforting, and just to know and believe I can do things that I set my mind to with grace for myself. You know, and I'm not going to be perfect at it, but I like it because I'm trying. And that's being nice to me. I love that. I love it. I gotta say it again. I'm not perfect, but I like that I try, you know, because we keep going. And try being a little nicer to yourself. And I want you to see that love that is given to you when you are being kind to yourself. That love will only engulf, not only engulf you, but will also spread to others. Okay, you guys, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Get all your Christmas shopping done or not. Just have a great Christmas. I'll see you here next week. Bye. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so glad that you were able to tune in. If you are wanting more content, please check out my website, spirituallyfedblog.com. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode and you're able to get my emails. I hope we can connect and become friends. Much love, Bree.